All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, December 11th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have Thursday night football action between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. We have a 13-game NHL slate and a 4-game NBA slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. Did have a number of questions come in prior to the show today, which is always great. So we'll start there and then kind of see where things go. So first question of the day, I want to set different salary caps for large and small tournaments. Can you explain the easiest way to do this? Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. So anytime you kind of want different build parameters, whether that's min-max salary, whether that is rules, whether that is curating your player pool to be kind of smaller, right? You're always going to want to do that in separate builds, okay? So basically what I would do, I would have one build. I prefer to name them just so I know what they are. You know, maybe I call this my large. And then I open up a new build. Next build, I'm going to rename it small. And then I can set up them up differently here, right? Different rules, filters, etc., whatever I want. And then the only thing is, like, when you go into the lineup section, right, and you're going to activate one of your templates, right, whatever one it is. Looks like we have some, like, demo ones in here. It's, like, totally fine. Let's say you're using, you know, one group per contest, right? Okay, you're going to use, you know, your one group per contest template. It's going to create a group for all of your contests, right? And let's say that you are playing, we'll keep it simple, a 20 max and a single entry, right? And it is the single entry contest that is like the small field, and you want to do like one build for that one and then one build for the 20, right? So your template, like your one group per contest, for instance, is going to create a group for each of these. Just delete it. You know, just come in here and say, hey, this is my small field. I don't need the 20. I'm just going to delete that. It's only going to leave the single. And then for the large, basically the opposite, right? In the large, I would delete the single, and then I would only leave the 20, right? So it's just about managing that. If you're using like direct fill or something like that, you would control it in this contest menu, right? So you would basically go in and uncheck the contests that are not part of that build strategy. So, you know, you just do that in both. And then you should be all set. So that is how you want to handle that situation. All right. Next question. I run about 450 max contests or 600 lineups. Since every contest is different, the Sims will give me 600 different lineups. That is correct so far. Yes. Since your players have won 20 million plus, is it better to run 600 lineups or 150 lineups duplicated across the contest max? I guess the same question will go for 20 max as well. Good question. So we recommend putting a unique lineup into each entry that you have. The idea is that DFS is a very high variance game already. It is more high variance than sports betting, than No Limit Texas Hold'em, than Pot Limit Omaha. And there's already enough variance that you don't need to add more by putting the same lineup in all of your contests, because effectively all your results are correlated. When you put 600 unique lineups into 600 entries, you are effectively spreading out your risk by doing so, right? More lineups, more opportunities to be correct, and that should help to smooth out some of your results on a night-to-night basis. Same logic goes for 20 maxes in that example as well. The other thing, right, is that, you know, if you're playing 450 maxes, Well, they're not all the same exact contest. You know, they're not all the same size. They're not all the same payout structure. They might not even all be the same stakes, right? Like if we go to, say, Showdown for tonight, and I want to go and just look at 150 maxes. Okay, you know, you play the flagship. This one has 73,000 entries, 24% to first. Flea Flicker has 41,000 entries, so about almost half, 28% to first, a little bit higher, right? And then, you know, we have the Minimax. The most entries so far, 190,000, a lot flatter payout structure, right? And then you have something like the bootleg, not 150, exactly 132. But this one is super small field, you know, 4,400 entries, lower percent to first. So you look at these contests that are all, you know, I'm going to call them all close to 150 here, right? They're all going to play different. They all have different. I'm surprised the $33 is showing flagship MME. I would expect this to show medium stakes MME. All of these, you know, are different stakes, right? We have 50 cent, we have $5, $20, $33. All of them have different size, different payout structure, right? Every lineup in your pool is going to get a different ROI for every contest, right? It's going to have four ROIs in this example. Some of them might be high, some of them might be low, right? It's like, hey, I'll say it again. You know, this lineup does good in low stakes, right? But it might not do so good in medium stakes where the field is going to be a little bit sharper, kind of playing a little bit differently. Or, hey, this lineup does really good in smaller field tournaments, like 4,000, but it doesn't perform as well in a 190,000 person contest, right? It doesn't perform so well kind of at the extremes there, as far as like sizing goes. So there's going to be all these small differences kind of add up and lead to different ROIs. So that's another good thing, right? You are effectively putting lineups into each contest that are optimized for that exact contest, right? I'm not optimizing for only one of these and then putting that 150 into the others where they might not be the best lineups for those contests. Instead, I'm letting SaberSim, hey, this is the best 150 for this contest, the best 150 for that one, the best 150 for that one, and then the last one, right? Now, one note with that is if you want the best 150 for each contest, I would recommend turning off this avoid duplicates across lineup groups toggle, right? So let's say I have like 450 maxes or even 20s are fine. I have 420 maxes, right? So the And say these are all, you know, using the exact contest's ROI. Well, if there is a lineup that grades out well in contest one and contest two, but this toggle is on where the toggle says avoid duplicates across lineup groups, even if a lineup that was good in this one is also a top 20 lineup in the second contest group, it won't be used because once it goes into group one, the toggle basically removes it from consideration for future groups. Now, not to say you're going to get like bad lineups now, but you know, you might skip a couple that might have been good in both. You got to figure out if you want to allow that or not. In my experience, it doesn't lead to like the same, you know, 20 being used in all the contests. It's usually a couple, right? There's usually a couple lineups that kind of grade out across both. And so maybe instead of playing, you know, 40 unique lineups and 220 maxes, maybe you end up playing like 35 unique lineups, right? Where a couple get played twice or something like that. So the toggle off will truly give you unique lineup for each entry. I'm sorry, the toggle on will give you a true unique lineup for each entry. The toggle off allows lineups to be reused, but it is not forcing it whatsoever. Because remember, each ROI for each contest sim is effectively a separate sorting metric. Hey, you know, ROI one is different than ROI two, different than ROI three. It just so happens some lineups perform well in multiple contests, right? Me personally, I like to leave it off in that scenario Because if I think if the lineup is strong in multiple formats, then I'm okay. I'm comfortable playing it in both. And then it gives me a little bit more upside where maybe I can win two contests instead of one if that lineup ends up performing really well. So I like the fact that it is a thing that can happen, not a thing that is forced to happen in that scenario. But some people like the unique lineup in each entry, leaving it on. Is okay as well. I'm sharing what I do versus what other people do as well. All right. Good stuff so far. Next question. Would you mind explaining how you would set up GeoMean for dupes using tonight's NFL showdown slate as an example? If you need a specific contest, the $3.20 max would be very helpful. Right on. So a couple of things with this. In case you're not familiar with GeoMean or you want like an easy reference. So in Discord, hold on one sec. In the Office Hours channel in Discord, if you go to the pinned messages, you can scroll down here. I have a video explaining GeoMean. Okay. Let me bring this up a little bit about the question. So GeoMean tutorial, I will drop it here in the chat, and I might just send this video to the person who asked this question just as a second reference here for ease. But we will still talk about it here on the show. All right, I'm dropping that in Discord, and then I'm going to drop this link in the chat for anybody on YouTube who wants to check that out. All right, cool. So getting back to this, right? I'll tell you guys how I do this personally. So this one came from an ultimate user. Okay, so there's kind of two ways to do it. This kind of gets broken down in the video. There's basically the way where you're shooting for a specific geo mean or specific number of dupes. And then there's a way where you're just trying to get rid of some of the highest duplicated lineups. You got to be a little bit careful because when you use the GeoMean for a specific number of dupes, right? Sometimes it can be challenging because some of these, like, yeah, I might want 20 dupes, right? Or I might want to be unique, or I might want 5 dupes or single digit or something, right? Sometimes these contests are so big that you shouldn't use GeoMean to that point because you basically have to cut too many lineups out of your pool. And the other part of that is that, well, GeoMean alone is not like the sole end all be all in terms of determining duplication, right? I think there are a number of factors that go into a lineup being duplicated, and it is not solely GeoMean or product ownership. So that's another reason I don't like to be super aggressive with it because it is not like by itself the one and only thing you should be kind of optimizing your lineups around, right? I think there's like a number of things that can go into that, but I'll tell you guys how the way I would recommend using it. Number one, if you're on starter, you're going to have to do this as a rule, okay, an aggregate rule. This is covered in the video. I would definitely check that out. You would do something like my own GeoMean, no more than X. And then the video would show you how to figure out what number you want to use. The way I like to use it is, let's say I build 500 lineups, 2 adjustments, 2 projections. I'm going to click build. All right, we're going to let these lineups run. All right, these lineups are finished. We're going to create a group here. I'm just going to use uniques 1 and the new Saber score. Okay. All right, cool. So we're in the post build. So on Ultimate, right, we kind of talked a little bit about Classic already. On Ultimate, what I want to do is first thing I need to do is create a custom metric. The easiest way to do that is click this drop down in your pool, go over to this sorting method, and you're going to use this add metric button to create a metric like I have here. I've renamed it. That's why it says GeoMean, where it's going to do the my own product GeoMean value. The value is going to be the actual calculation for each lineup. So once you set up that custom metric, now you can actually see that value for every lineup. Now that we have the value, we can filter and do different things based around that number. So what I would recommend is setting up the metric, going to your filters, creating a GeoMean filter, and do something that says show lineups with GeoMean less than X, right? X is going to vary. I like to say that you should try and just kind of trim the highest GeoMean lineups out of your pool. And so you basically make up a number and then you turn it on, you see how many lineups go in the trash, right? You can also pin this so it goes like above your group so it doesn't open every time. I recommend doing like 10 to 20% of your pool, which would, in this case of 500, would be about 50 to 100 lineups. So 130 is like a little bit high. You're going to need to raise this number to get less lineups in the pool. And so we went up to 25.5, and now there are 105 lineups in the trash. This is fine. This is close enough. You could go more if you wanted to. I think that this is a very effective way of doing it. And then you can always iterate on this process, right? You can try it tomorrow. Hey, I'm going to check how many dupes I had. Okay, you know, do I need to be more aggressive with GeoMean? Do I need to add in other aspects such as, like I've discussed, with a min-max salary, right? Maybe I need a cap max salary to leave more money on the table. Maybe I need to account for not only GeoMean, but maybe some ownership is playing a factor here as well. There's a bunch of different directions you could go from there. But as far as GeoMean specifically, this is where I would start. So I recommend using it. And then check out that breakdown that I posted for more details or a refresher. All right, next question. Hi, Andy. I'm entering the quarter jukebox tonight on DK. Notice the entrants have experience badges in Jordan's video in 2023 titled Start Winning More with Our DFS Profit Plan. He mentioned that contests that are less than $3 for entry fee automatically exclude experienced players. Has something changed in 2025? Thank you. Okay, so I don't know exactly what, if there are levels or like tiers to the experience badges. What I do know is that these are the, I think they're called community fair play guidelines, I think is what they're called. So players on DK who have $1 million or more in gross winnings, I'm almost positive it's gross, cannot play contests under $3, or they cannot play contests under $5 that have less than a $25,000 prize pool. Now, that is still like a high threshold to kind of hit, right? You could, on DK, you get like, I don't even know what it's called, but you get something that signifies certain wins, like on your page, right? Like, hey, I get like a certain kind of experience badge, I guess is what you could call it, right? Like you're mentioning. You can gain those and still be under the $1 million threshold. So I think that's what you're seeing. But the best players in the lobby who are, you know, well above that volume-wise, profit-wise, are not going to be in those quarter jukeboxes. So I think that the competition is still going to be softer in the quarter jukebox, even if there are players who have had some type of winnings or earnings. So I don't think you need to worry about it too much. You're definitely still in the right contests. All right. Good stuff here. Think we are all caught up with questions. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.